Niagara Falls officials are confident if they have the supplies, they can keep the virus in check. How do they know this? Back in March, most health organizations only had enough testing supplies to test patients that came in with symptoms of the virus. During that time, Memorial Medical Center's CEO Joseph Ruffalo says they mapped every individual who tested positive in Niagara Falls. The data told them women and African Americans were testing positive at higher rates.
So we clearly had the data that demonstrated not only where the clusters were, but the disparity issues that existed. Simply put, once we had the testing available, we basically followed the map.
With that data, they partnered with local leaders and put mobile testing into effect. Ruffalo says the results speak for themselves.
We had a lot of momentum. Probably the last 3,000, 3,500 individuals that we tested in the community, and keep in mind this is like the most vulnerable population in hotspot areas. Over the 3,500 individuals that we tested, less than 1% positive rate.
But in mid-July, Kaleida Health, their testing partner, notified Ruffalo they no longer had access to tests.
This national supplier has been told by, we don't know who, must be some federal agency, basically told them that they needed to prioritize the redistribution of their supply chain to hotspot states, mainly south, southwest, and west.
In searching for new tests, Ruffalo says they're competing globally.
They were able to identify an outside commercial lab out of state that could supply tests, but the testing kits would be almost twice the cost of what we were previously paying for reagents to test to do community testing.
That brings us full circle. The Niagara Falls City Council will have the opportunity Friday night to vote to move funds so they can test again.
So, pending the approval of the City Council, we will very quickly resume community testing in the most vulnerable neighborhoods.
Nick Lippa, WBFO News.